Despite proposing a ceasefire, Russia continued to strike Ukraine over the weekend, claiming that an attack on the city of Kramatorsk killed 600 Ukrainian soldiers. Officials in Ukraine and some reporters on the ground say that's not true. There were also reports that Russian forces hit a market in Kharkiv today, killing two women. Let's bring in Isabel Kashudian. She's the Ukraine bureau chief with our editorial partners at The Washington Post. Isabel, you're there in Kyiv. So, first of all, any sense of what is true now, these claims that the Russians have made about killing 600 Ukrainian soldiers? Do we know more about what happened on the ground there?
Yeah, I think that has been, you know, proven not to be true. It'd be pretty hard to hide, you know, that number of losses of Ukrainian soldiers, even though the Ukrainian military itself doesn't, you know, really release their killed in action or their wounded in action. But, you know, from reporters on the ground, they saw that the missile didn't strike the actual building. Plus, I don't know. I mean, I've spent a lot of time with the Ukrainian military, and I have never seen, you know, that many soldiers gathered in one kind of living barracks. You know, they don't keep them in that kind of huge cluster in one place for obvious security reasons. So I think this is Russia trying to get maybe a PR win after, you know, Ukraine hit a Russian base in Makiivka, you know, recently and killed a lot of Russian soldiers there. But Russia does make, you know, kind of unsubstantiated claims quite often. They've said they've taken out, you know, all of these HIMARS, and the number of HIMARS they have allegedly, you know, destroyed are more than Ukraine actually ever had.
And HIMARS, remind us?
Yes, those are the multiple launch rocket systems that the U.S. gave Ukraine.
But we understand that Russia and Ukraine also exchanged 50 captured soldiers over the weekend. Tell us more about that.
So that does seem to be one place where there is some kind of dialogue between the two sides. Otherwise, you know, they both kind of have said that, you know, there's really nothing to negotiate right now. But there is a lane of communication open, clearly, where they have been in their own kind of mutual interests, exchanging soldiers almost once a week or even sometimes multiple times a week now.
We're hearing the reports this morning of a missile attack in Kharkiv, you know, by the Russians. What's the sense in Kyiv where you are?
Yeah, I mean, it's been, you know, pretty peaceful here since New Year's Day, when, you know, there were some strikes overnight on New Year's Eve, or at least some attempted strikes, you know, people kind of ringing the new year and they could hear explosions outside. But, you know, for the most part, the electricity, the kind of power grid is working right now better than it has been in, you know, probably a month. But people, you know, are just waiting for the next round of strikes. Mm. It happens, you know, once every couple weeks. I will say that it does seem to be that, you know, Ukraine's air defense system is, at least in Kyiv area, working a lot better or able to kind of take out most of those missiles. Mm. But, you know, I think people just kind of understand that, you know, maybe today it's quiet, tomorrow it might not be.
Well, and you mentioned New Year's. Just briefly, on New Year's, President Zelensky, Ukrainian President Zelensky, made a pledge to retake all of Ukraine by the end of the year. Now, the Washington Post has some analysis that might be possible. But on the other hand, if it doesn't happen, a more protracted conflict favors Putin. What's your sense there of the thinking?
Yeah, I think that's true that any protracted conflict does favor Putin, Russia. They just have more resources, more people. You know, even if they have a lot of losses, they still have more people they can mobilize. Whereas, you know, Ukraine, everybody who wanted to fight is now fighting. If you run another mobilization, you're going to get a lot of inexperienced people who, you know, don't really want to be at the front line. So do I think it's possible for them to take back, let's say, Crimea by the end of the year? I mean, my personal opinion is I don't think so. But, you know, I do think we'll see some more counteroffensives. We'll see Ukraine try to take back more territory. I think the expectation, though, is Russia's going to try to run a couple of its own counteroffensives, you know, in the next couple months as well.
Yeah. Isabel Kashudian in Kyiv, Ukraine bureau chief with our partners at The Washington Post. Isabel, thanks as always and stay safe.
Thank you.